It's a Good Life, coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
In Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 11, Paul the Apostle, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, has written this. He writes this book of Ephesians, this epistle, to the church at Ephesus. At the same time, he's not only writing it to the church at Ephesus, but it's also to us, those of us who are living now. This is written to me as a saved person, and I am to listen to what God has to say to me as Paul has penned it down in the book of Ephesians. And especially now, we're in chapter 6. And Paul the Apostle, he wants us and the people at Ephesus to be prepared for whatever would come their way and that would come our way today. And he says in Ephesians 6:11, "Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." Now, we've mentioned how that the wiles of the devil are those things that the devil throws at us, the trickery, if you would, the tricks that he throws at us to try to get us off track as the children of God. Now, we looked before in Ephesians how that we are to run the race. We are to lay aside all those things that would hinder us from getting to the finish line. One of those things, and many of those things, called the wiles of the devil, the devil uses to discourage us, to get us off track, so that we will not finish the race. But when we read of the wiles in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 11, we see that it represents cunning devices and ability. In other words, in attempts to delude and destroy us. We've got to be on our guard. And one way that we're on our guard is to have on the whole armor of God. See, the wiles of the devil are the various creations and strategies which he uses to drag souls down to hell, and also to discourage the Christian, to keep the Christian from helping souls not to go to hell. It's much easier for us to see something coming at us, in other words, exposed, rather than it is for something to come at us that is hidden, under the pretense of being something that it isn't. We need the weapons of Christian armor to meet any attempt to draw us into a trap, as much as to be able to meet something that comes at us head on. In other words, something we see coming at us. I see one of the greatest traps today is for people to fall into the contemporary movement of churches. How that churches have been turned into dance halls, how they've been turned into rock concert halls, how that people are there not to serve God, not to worship God, but simply to feel good. Now, there's nothing wrong with feeling good as long as that does not interfere with God's plan, as long as it is not from the devil. Dance halls, people rocking out to the so-called Christian rock that is not Christian rock at all. It's like I would say something like Christian adultery. It's like I would say something like Christian homosexuality. There is no such thing as those things that I just mentioned, and there is no such thing as Christian rock. There is no such thing as worshiping God in spirit and truth when a person is trying to worship God in the ungodly things and the ways of this world. Churches need to wake up. They are not true churches of God who are not serving God to their fullest. I'm not talking about feeling good. I'm talking about serving God. I'm not talking about getting in the Spirit by doing things that are displeasing to God. I'm talking about getting in the Spirit of God that brings honor and glory to Him, looking to Him, looking into His Word, as the roadmap that He has given us as to how we are to conduct ourselves as people of God in the churches of God. Now, God has given us the ability as Christians to think. And many Christians are not using their head. They're not using the things that God has given them to be able to think spiritually. Some would rather be, they would rather have the enjoyment of the world. Some would rather have the temptations that come into their lives. They give in to those temptations. They give in to the things of the world in such a way that there is something that they are doing for the devil instead of for the Lord. Some would rather feel good than to serve God. We don't serve God by simply jumping around, waving our arms in the air. We don't serve God by using so-called rock music in a church. We do not serve God by doing the things that are of this world. We need to serve God according to "Thus saith the Lord" that comes from the Scriptures. Notice that the idea here in Ephesians 6:11 is that Satan does not carry on an open warfare. This is how he creeps into local churches. He creeps in by saying, now we need to get a lot of people in this church. The more we get in here, the more we're going to have, and the more we're going to be able to serve God. Now, that type of attitude brings anyone and everyone into a local congregation, saved and many unsaved. People who come in and they start working within that local congregation and they bring the things of the world within that local congregation, Satan has allowed them to come in unawares. In other words, people are unaware as to what's going on. They creep in. The Bible talks about this. They creep in unawares under false pretenses. And before you know it, the old pillars of the church are gone. Some prominent pastor, quote-unquote pastor, in California has made the statement, let the old pillars leave. They're just holding things up. Well, bless God, the old pillars are holding things up. They're holding the things of God up. Now, if you're one of those old pillars, don't give up. Don't give in. You keep holding forth the word of life. You keep holding forth, thus saith the Lord. You keep holding forth and letting people know that Jesus saves and that Jesus wants worship His way, not in man's way, not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. We need to serve God in spirit and in truth. And the truth is that Jesus Christ came to seek and to save those who were lost. And when we lose sight of that, then we're walking on dangerous ground as Christians. As a church, if that church is not serving God according to the Scriptures, then over that door is going to be written, Ichabod, the glory of the Lord has departed. There's many churches today that once stood on the solid rock of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the solid rock. They stood there for many years, and now they're no more because the devil crept in. He came in. And he destroyed what God had placed there. How did that happen? It's because men and women did not put on the whole armor of God. They did not get into the warfare. They sat back and they waited for someone else to be in the warfare. They expected someone else to do the job of God. When all along God says, I want everybody who names Jesus Christ as Savior to get into the battle. I want everybody to be fighting for the Lord, standing up for the truth. And the way we stand up for the truth is to put on the whole armor of God. Now, the idea, once again, of Ephesians 6:11 is that Satan does not carry on an open warfare. He sneaks in. He does not meet the Christian soldier face to face. He advances secretly. The devil makes his approaches in darkness and uses cunning rather than power, and seeks rather to deceive and betray than to vanquish by mere force. This is the necessity of being constantly armed to meet him whenever the attack is made. And let me back up just a moment and say, I mentioned the darkness. He approaches in darkness. If you have the opportunity, and I don't tell you to make the opportunity, maybe you're there already. If you're in a church, so-called church, that is serving God, look to the front and see how much darkness is there. See how the pulpit is no longer a pulpit, it's a stage. No longer do we have the brightness that we would normally see behind those who are up on that stage, but we see darkness. And then we see the things of the devil come in there, the dancing around, the jumping up and down, the pleasing of the flesh instead of the pleasing of the Holy Spirit of God. God, help us to take a stand as saved people, to stand up for the right and not give in to the wrong. See, a man who has to contend with a visible enemy may feel safe if he only prepares to meet him in the open. But it is far different when the enemy is invisible. If he comes quietly upon us, if he creeps in craftily and quietly, if he carries out war only by ambushes and by surprises, once again, that's a surprise. Such is the enemy that we have to contend with. That's the devil. And almost all the Christian struggle is a warfare against strategies and wiles of the devil. Satan does not openly appear. He approaches us not in disgusting forms, but comes to suggest some possible doctrine. 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 3 says, "For the time has come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears." He says the time's going to come when that happens, and folks, it's here right now. People would rather have entertainment than to hear the Word of God in, once again, so-called Christian churches. 2 John 1:9, "Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God." The doctrine of Christ is the teaching of the Word of God. And I believe that the Word of God is the King James Bible. All others are simply the works of the devil. The verse goes on to say, "He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son." The doctrine of Christ is the teaching that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came to seek and to save those who were lost. The teaching of Christ is that those who depend upon Him will put on the whole armor of God to fight against the wiles of the devil. They will stand up for their Savior, Jesus Christ. They'll be fully clothed with what is necessary to fight the battle. Galatians chapter 1 and verse 8, "But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed." To emphasize the importance of the sound doctrine, the teaching of the gospel of Christ, Paul once again says this in Galatians chapter 1 and verse 9, "As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than ye have received, than that ye have received, let him be accursed." The devil presents the world in an alluring aspect, invites us to pleasures that seem to be harmless, and leads us into worldly pleasures in local churches until we have gone so far that we cannot escape unless we have put on the whole armor of God. Listen to God. Do what He wants you to do. Get into the Word of God. Join a good Bible-believing, Bible-preaching local church where the Word of God is stood upon. And you can't go wrong.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.